Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm here for the film Black Pearl, Black Pearl, Blackberry with Elena Niveriani. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your film is a film about a woman that wants to live by herself, but her village doesn't like that much. So she has to make adjustments. And then something happens in her life that challenges all her choices. It's a very subversive film, even if it's not an action movie, of course. It's a very subversive film, but it's really subtle. And it's taken from a book. So can you tell us something about this? Maybe in the context, and why did you choose that book, specific book?
Thank you that you kind of made a wonderful
speech.
Exactly. I will start with the why I chose or why I kind of wanted to make the film about this character. It's like I read a book and I found exactly like that the character like her. It was so rare to find in any kind of like in a life as well, kind of around us, also in cinema, of course, in a literature. And it really struck me. It really like gave me like this huge inspiration that it was really necessary to put and translate her character into the cinema. And I think what I like in her and what I like in her character, it's something that she has this constant contradiction with herself, with her really like truly what she wants, and with the something that she learned in a society, and like how she kind of goes on with the rules or with the things that she was taught, but she's kind of constantly trying to kind of break it through. And this something what happens in her life, it's really she goes back to her true self, something that she always wanted, and she kind of makes her little revolution.
What is really wonderful about her is that she's not at all a cinema image. And you know, she's a very normal woman. She's a very basic, common woman. She always looks very sad or very torn or very like she doesn't want to be bothered. This is the thing. And so how did you work with her to make it so perfect?
I think it's also like why I chose her. It's because she has also the physicality that it's really missing in cinema. There is really like a body that it's represented over and over and again, which is also kind of damages a lot of people out here, you know. And I think that like her really like what she carries in her body, and it's like how she is, that was really important for me, that she had to be like representing something that was also part of the minority, let's say it, and also she was out from the conventional rules,
exactly.
How she had to be like I don't know, she's extremely beautiful, and I think that's it's very empowering, like even though it's not a body that we used to see, and it's the woman in her age, it's I think that was kind of also very important. And we had a very long I knew from the beginning when I read the first page that I wanted to work with her, because on my last film on Wet Sand she had a tiny role, and I really felt that already in this like very the short time that we worked together we were kind of having the same heartbeat, I would say. There was something that it was, you know, we were going in a very similar kind of direction in terms of like working. And it was a very long, I don't know if it's long, but it's like almost a year we were just talking about her, talking about the character, like just really feeding and kind of talking like how she moves, how she smiles, how she walks, and what is the gestures, you know, something that it's very minimal, but all this, everything.
Which is not minimal at all, because, you know, she's there all the time,
exactly.
So you need her
exactly,
to
but
tell
it's,
us something.
Absolutely, but it's also, it was interesting that just to care also that her body and like everything what she does had to carry this background that it's very, very tough and very difficult that she has it. But also I didn't want to kind of pushing forward like kind of dramatizing, and just really it was, and she comes from the theater, and also it was very interesting that how to really tune it down and make it like okay, that's way too much, you know, even like a really one like blink was something like it could just take so much space. So it was very, very kind of mathematical kind of work what we've done.
Yeah, actually, this fact of the minimal gesture is really important, and it showed. I mean, I don't want to spoil much, but at the very end, very close to the very end of the film, when she realizes that her life is going to change. So she's in this studio of doctors. So she knows that she's okay, and she's there trying to daring to look at this screen to see what is happening. And this is really, it's really touching, and it's really strong too. I mean, it's really working. Talking about body positivity, which is, I think, one of the main issues of the film, because we have, as you said, this woman, she is 49. She's a very conventional woman. She had a very lonely life, and she has this fire, this sensual fire inside of her. And you chose to show us also the sex scene about these two unconventional people.
I think, I mean, also, like, I mean, we are talking about her all the time, but there is also the guy who is also, up to 50, which is also very important, because it's also that's what they makes also, this kind of story happen, right? And I think it's... that was also very important. That is, it's a part of the body positivity. It's about the sexuality, and also something that it's after in certain societies, I would say, in different contexts, and there is certain age after things doesn't exist, and you're kind of fulfilling your kind of role as a woman.
If you're not allowed.
Exactly. You're not allowed, then it's something also you don't need to think about it, because you've done your job. So so you kind of, you did what you were told to do. And showing this, it's also something that I really wanted to just bring it out and say that, we all do this. We all like to do this, and we all have a desire, I guess, until we die. Yeah. And it's important that, this also kind of becomes something very acceptable, and it's kind of something that it just becomes normal.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what I mean. What struck me about that, it was that the way you shoot this is like what we are watching is really normal. I mean, it's not erotic. Well, it is erotic, but it's not porn. It's not. I mean, you're not spoiling the act. You're just showing us an act which is a normal act.
Yeah, and it's all, especially in her life, it's something that it happened first time. So yeah, it was a very important also to depict this in a way that it's very carefully, and also choreograph this in a way that it just doesn't become something too much, not in a way that it's, but it's also to respect her character and respect the act as it is such.
And it's also, if I may say so, it's very funny in a way, but I mean, in a good way, it's entertaining, because you feel how she wanted this, and now she's taken aback by this in a way, because she doesn't know exactly what's happening, but she knows that she needs that.
Exactly, it's a kind of instinct. It's something just I need to awake, and there is something that it tells me to, go for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it has to be, or how I have to do this, but it's really like a body also that I guess it has. It's
The first scene that when they meet, and she's kind of smelling him while he's talking, is really 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 funny, and it gives the exact intensity of what is going to happen. So, I think that she is kind of an unconscious feminist, the character of this woman, because she lived probably in a context where the gender roles were very strict. She is proving herself and the world that she can do without. So she doesn't need a man to be acknowledged, to be validated or stuff. And was it something that you took from your personal experience of your surrounding, your culture, your life?
I think a lot of things, of course. I mean, I was raised up also, in a very conventional kind of a strict patriarchal kind of society, with a kind of lot of religious rules, and something, this intuition that I found in myself, which was, I was never told how to can resist this, but somehow there was always something that I knew that this is not going right, so I have to kind of find my way out. And I also, that's why I call her hetero, intuitive feminist. That's something that she has it, and she's kind of constantly having this fight with this, okay, I have something that it's here, and I need to kind of take it out. It's what she does it in the end. And obviously there are a lot of people that I know around me, in her age, and that's the women that they lived in a kind of more or less same situation, that they just they are forgetting about their lives and they are dedicating themselves to the families, to the things that they had to do, and it just they becoming this like just a functional humans that they have to just care, and this kind of caregivers, let's say it. Mm-hmm. And I think that Etero is one who just I think very strongly opposes this patriarchal system.
And there is another thing, and then for my last question is that you did a very good job in showing us her beauty. Because we are, as far as the movie goes on, we like her more and more, and we see her like a beautiful woman, even if it's not a conventional beautiful woman, because her beauty, her inner beauty and her outside strangeness just collide. So, was this something that you work in terms of shooting in order to show her more and more beautiful to us, or was just like an actual regular process of the narrative?
I think it's really interesting also because it's like a framing or like how you frame the bodies. It's also it needs to be thought a lot because it's, I mean, you have like certain frame and how you just situate the character. It's very important. And exactly like we thought a lot about this also lightning, you know, how to kind of bring really up this interior beauty what she has. And like how to kind of how to film her. It was a lot of, I mean, also the distance, because it's like you get closer, you get like a farther. It's kind of you could lose something, and you could just like it was maybe not the right distance. So all this was really thought to, you know, bring her everything kind of out and just make her this very strong kind of beautiful woman.
Well, thank you very much to Elena Nivariani for the film Blackbird, Blackbird, Blackberry here at the Kenzan in Cannes. Thank you very much for the film and for the interview. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.